Thompson says backers have committed to raising $1 million for his campaign in Iowa. As Thompson sees it, if he can win the presidential caucus there, it will give him the name recognition and momentum he needs to win primaries in New Hampshire and elsewhere. And Thompson isn't shy about talking up his chances.
I think it's made to order for me. I mean, if I had to paint a scenario as to how I could go from Elroy, Wisconsin, to be governor and run for president, this would be the scenario that I would have.
Thompson says that's because he thinks the Republican Party is in terrible trouble. The country is in the midst of an unpopular war, and he sees no clear front runner among the likely GOP candidates. He says he's the best positioned to win Iowa because he's from a neighboring state and thinks his Midwestern roots could also help him in a general election. But while Thompson has raised money and hired campaign advisors in both Iowa and New Hampshire, he says he still hasn't made up his mind on whether to formally jump into the race.
I want to make sure, you know, that we can do this. I don't want to be on any fool's errand at my age. If I run, I want to run to win.
The 66-year-old Republican contemplated running for his old job as governor last year. He also mulled a run for U.S. Senate before deciding to stay out of those races. Thompson says he wants to be president because the country's too polarized and he has an ability to bring people together. He says he also wants to make health care more affordable and help reduce the country's dependence on foreign oil. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.